This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The government has reiterated that the country's petroleum and LPG supply situation is fully secure and under control. The country has 74 days of total reserve capacity and actual stock cover, including crude stocks, product stocks, and the dedicated strategic storage in caverns is around 60 days right now. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said all retail fuel outlets have enough supplies and there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG anywhere in the country. The ministry yesterday informed that India is receiving more crude oil from its 41 plus suppliers across the world. The domestic refinery production has been ramped up by 40%, bringing daily LPG output to 50,000 metric tons, which is more than 60% of the country's requirement. It said approximately one full month of supply is firmly arranged, with additional procurement being finalized continuously. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that India's economy is doing extremely well under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, despite the ongoing West Asia crisis. Speaking at a summit organized by Private Channel in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju noted that India is dependent for its energy resources on other countries and it is managing its energy crisis very well.
If our ships are passing through Strait of Hormuz, some ships have already passed through and rest are likely to be very soon. That shows the position of India. India is one of the few countries who could speak to all parties. Our Prime Minister had got a call from US President. Our Prime Minister spoke to Israeli Prime Minister. Our Prime Minister spoke to Iranian President. Our Prime Minister spoke to all the head of the government of the Gulf countries. India is today sitting in a very comfortable situation despite challenging atmosphere. It is because of a decisive, very matured leadership.
The West Asia conflict has intensified over the past few hours, with Israel reporting fresh strikes inside Iran and expanding operations across Lebanon. Israeli officials say their forces carried out a wave of attacks in the central Iranian city of Isfahan and confirmed the killing of Alireza Tangsiri, the naval commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, along with other senior naval officers in an overnight strike. Israeli officials claimed that Tangsiri had been directly responsible for operations involving the mining and attempted blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iranian authorities have not yet issued an official response. US President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to April 6. Donald Trump made the statement in a social media post. He said he will hold off on bombing Iran's energy plants. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains at the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, G7 FMM session yesterday. The G7 FMM is being held at Abbaye de Vaux-de-Cernay in France. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he spoke about reform of global governance. He specifically raised Global South's concerns about energy challenges, fertilizer supplies and food security. The External Affairs Minister is on a two-day visit to France to attend the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting. Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP leader, Balendra Shah will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the President's office in Sheetal Niwas in Kathmandu at 12:34 p.m. local time. Balendra Shah was elected as the leader of the RSP parliamentary party yesterday, paving his way to become Nepal's youngest elected Prime Minister. His party RSP secured a landslide victory in the March 5 parliamentary poll. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with religious fervour. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan will take place at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will be telecast live by the Doordarshan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.